Hello, my name is Charlie Bucket. The book Charlie and the Chocolate Factory by Roald Dahl is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was a poor little boy with four grandparents and two parents. My grandparents' names were Grandpa Joe and Grandpa Josephine, Grandpa George and Grandma Georgina. We were so poor, we didn't have a lot to eat when we did eat. Sometimes my parents... Mr. Willy Wonka had sent out over the stores. I was so surprised when I opened the wrapper of a chocolate bar and saw the glistening inside. Then the news reporters came and I got so scared because being crowded around all these people. When I had a chance, I got away and ran home to tell my parents. They were so glad. They hugged and kissed me all over. My trip to the chocolate factory was amazing. I went with Grandpa Joe. We were the last family to survive the truck factory. Everybody went home with a truckload of candy and chocolate. Now me and my family aren't that poor and get a very good meal every day. People say hi to me and my family, and when we're not at the bottom, we're not that bottom family anymore. I'm glad everything is better than it used to be. If you want to read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, here are some important words you'll need to know. Snozzberry. A snozzberry is a small red berry. Scrumdiddlyumptious means extremely tasty. Flabbergasted. Flabbergasted means astonished or extremely surprised. Oompa Loompas. Oompa Loompas are Willy Wonka's little helpers. Here's a sneak peek of an exciting part in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I chose this part to share because it was funny and it was one of the most exciting parts in the book. When we were walking in the heading to the next room, which was the gum room, Violet, one of the other four, was always chewing gum. She was obsessed with gum. I'm not sure she ate dinner if it wasn't gum. When we got there, Mr. Willy Wonka told us he had not perfected one of his gums. This gum wasn't the type of gum you would chew and you'd get one flavor. This gum was a gum that gave you multiple flavors. He shouldn't have taken us to the gum room because Violet was obsessed with it. She didn't listen to Willy Wonka. She just went up to the gum, took one, popped it in her mouth. Mr. Willy Wonka kept trying to get her to take it out of her mouth because it wasn't perfected yet. And she wouldn't listen. Then when we got to the blueberry pie part, the dessert, and that's where Willy Wonka had perfected it, that's when it all happened. She started to turn a violet bluish color. She also started to blow up like a balloon. Then we have an exciting part in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I chose this part to share because it was funny and it was one of the most exciting parts in the book. When we were walking in the heading to the next room, which was the gum room, Violet, one of the other four, was always chewing gum. She was obsessed with gum. I'm not sure she ate dinner if it wasn't gum. When we got there, Mr. Willy Wonka told us he had not perfected one of his gums. This gum wasn't the type of gum you would chew and you'd get one flavor. This gum was a gum that gave you multiple flavors. Mr. Willy Wonka kept trying to get her to take it out of her mouth because it wasn't perfected yet. And she wouldn't listen. Then when we got to the blueberry part, the dessert, and that's where Willy Wonka had perfected it, that's when it all happened. She started to turn a violet bluish color. She also started to blow up like a balloon. Then Willy Wonka called the Oompa Loompas to take Violet to the de-juicing room. Wonka, she just went up to the gum, took one, popped it in her mouth. Mr. Willy Wonka kept trying to get her to take it out of her mouth because it wasn't perfected yet. And she wouldn't listen. Then when we got to the blueberry part, the dessert, and that's where Willy Wonka had perfected it, that's when it all happened. She started to turn a violet bluish color. She also started to blow up like a balloon. Then Willy Wonka called the Oompa Loompas to take Violet to the de-juicing room. Obsessed with gum. I'm not sure she ate dinner if it wasn't gum. When we got there, Mr. Willy Wonka told us he had not perfected one of his gums. This gum wasn't the type of gum you would chew and you'd get one flavor. This gum was a gum that gave you multiple flavors. He shouldn't have taken us to the gum room because Violet was obsessed with it. She didn't listen to Willy Wonka. She just went up to the gum, took one, popped it in her mouth. Mr. Willy Wonka kept trying to get her to take it out of her mouth because it wasn't perfected yet. And she wouldn't listen. Then when we got to the blueberry part, the dessert, and that's where Willy Wonka had perfected it, that's when it all happened. She started to turn a violet bluish color. She also started to blow up like a